Okay, so before we get started today, I wanted to make sure that I gave a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and mind-body coach in Los Angeles, and you might remember that she guest hosted the podcast back in January when my family was completely on the shelf with COVID, and she came on live with me back last August, and she is likely to be back on in person this coming August. So Jeannie facilitates breath work to decrease stress, release those stuck negative emotions, and decrease pain. Are you having trouble calming the monkey mind? Well, she knows all about that. You see, it's not about controlling or managing those stress or thoughts. Instead, it's about shifting and improving the relationship that you have with them. You see, Jeannie spent 16 years battling fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and a myriad of other chronic symptoms that left her physically and mentally exhausted. She healed herself completely and is now obsessed with getting her clients fast results through her one-on-one coaching program. Have you ever experienced a live, full-length breathwork class with Jeannie and her incredible community? Well, she's offering her next online breathwork class for free just for the Mind and Fitness community with a new special theme called Confidence and Worthiness. The link to register for her next class, which is going to be on Sunday, June the 26th, is in the show notes, and you'll just use the promo code Mind and Fitness to register for free. Register even if you can't attend, so if you're busy that weekend or you're busy that day, because you're going to be sent the replay afterwards and you can listen to it at your leisure on demand. But I would encourage you that if you can make it, attend live if you can. And again, check it out in the show notes to learn more. Welcome back. It is June the 15th to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. I heard a crazy statistic this morning. So I'm in the Seattle area, and this is only the 11th time in history where the Seattle area will not hit more than 80 degrees by the middle of June in history, in recorded history. This is only the 11th time. And at this time last year, we were in an incredible heat wave. I know that because it was Zoe's graduation from being a Daisy in Girl Scouts to becoming a Brownie. And we did this big celebration outside. She crossed over this bridge, and it was 106 degrees, and we were all dying because we're not used to it out here. And we did that exact same thing this past weekend. It was indoors. I had on two jackets. I had on long pants. Just hard to believe that it's June, and it doesn't look like it's letting up anytime soon. I do see 70 degrees on the very extended forecast for the 4th of July, so I guess we'll see. I wanted to give a shout out to the patrons of the podcast. Go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast if you'd like to support the show. Throw a few bucks in the tip jar. It's greatly appreciated. And you'll get a shout out on every episode. We'll start from the very beginning. November 16th and November 17th of 2018, Barb and Arnie have been contributing every single month since then. So thank you to both of you. It's been almost 4 years, which is just crazy. And then Brian, Julie, Ross, Christina, Anthony, Michael, Tony, Kelly, Irina, Mindy, Jason, John, James, Sylvie, Sasha, Dominic, Enda, Elise, Amanda, Paul, Brent, Emily, Patricia, and Kirk. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the podcast. Now, this is the second take. I got about 10 minutes into recording the episode, and on my Zoom H4n recorder, I have to hit the record button twice in order for it to actually record anything. And the annoying thing is that I get some feedback in my headset when I'm talking, but I get that feedback whether I hit the button once or twice, even though it only records if I hit it twice. So I'd only hit it once. I recorded for about 10 minutes. I looked over and saw the red light was flashing. It wasn't solid, which means that it wasn't recording. So be that as it may. So if you've been listening for a lot of time, this is episode 230. If you've been listening for a long time, there was a stretch of time where basically for like the theme of the episode, I would go and find a movie clip from somewhere or a TV show clip or from something that sort of helped crystallize what it was that I was going to talk about in that episode. So today's episode, in a lot of ways, is about intensity. And it's about stakes. And I'm going to get a little bit more into that. But let me put you in my nerd machine for a second. So I'm a big pro wrestling fan. If you've been listening for any length of time, you know that. And when I was in high school in 2001, Stone Cold Steve Austin had neck surgery. He broke his neck and he had cervical fusion. at two levels, went off and had surgery, and then he was returning, competing for the world title against The Rock at WrestleMania in 2001. And Stone Cold's entire tone leading into this was of the utmost intensity and the highest stakes. So let's just listen to this a little, because this tone is kind of what I've been thinking about over the last few days. Let's take a look at this, or take a listen.
Steve, your final thoughts about this match?
Yeah. Without getting overly sentimental, I'll go on the record as saying every single time that I've been in the ring with The Rock, he has brought out the absolute best in Stone Cold Steve Austin. So when I roll in to the Astrodome in WrestleMania on April 1st, do I want to beat you on a personal level? Oh, hell yeah, I do. But on a professional level, which bleeds over in my personal existence, I need to beat you, Rock. I need it more than anything that you can ever imagine. So that's the mentality I roll into the Astrodome with, the fact that Stone Cold Steve Austin is back and that I must beat The Rock to be the World Wrestling Federation champion once again. And there is no other way. There can be only one. There can be only one World Wrestling Federation champion. And that will be Rock when it's all said and done. Stone Cold Steve Austin, with all due respect.
So that rhetoric that he's using, the need part of that, I think is really the most critical. I had a guest on a few weeks ago, Tanner Murtaugh, who does some of the pain psychology work up in Canada. And go back and listen to that. It was only, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago that he was on. But he had this really great post over the weekend on Instagram, on his story, where all it said simply was, lower the stakes. And I kept coming back to this idea of lowering the stakes. And right now, this plays a big part in my what's going on right now in my professional life. So back in 2016, even before that, I'm a salesperson. It's what I've done since 2008 in a variety of in a different capacity. From 2008 until 2011, I did sponsorship sales and event planning for a nonprofit around kids with neuromuscular disease. So everything that I focused on was around getting. This was during the recession, which was really tough. But selling sponsorships to host events, sometimes small, sometimes really really big events. In the Pacific Northwest. And so I'd be going in and sitting down and I'd have my suit and I would try to get title sponsors for big events, or I'd try to get certain levels of sponsorship from businesses and fulfill marketing obligations and things like that. Then I got into software sales, and that's what I've been doing ever since June of 2011. So there's this prize called President's Club in sales, which basically means that you are among the top people in sales for your company. So I made that in 2012, 13, 14, 15. And then in 2016, I'd had my shoulder surgery. And that time frame for healing, even getting out of the sling, was like 6 to 8 weeks. So I was working with one hand. I was working from home. I was uncomfortable. I was sleeping sitting up, like all this kind of stuff. And my sales really, really suffered with this distraction that was going on for the better part of that year. And so I found myself about mid-year, when usually I was 75 or 80% of my goal by mid-year. Now suddenly I was somewhere around 10 or 15% of what my goal was. And so I had a lot of room to make up. And in that final month and a half, 2 months, 3 months or so, I was really pushing every fiber of my being at getting as much sales as I possibly could get in, working deals to close quicker. I was doing everything in my power, and I was stressing about it 24 hours a day. And around the fiscal year would end December 31st, somewhere around December 28th or 29th, I finally did it. I overcame all that adversity to get my fifth President's Club. But that was right when my worst of my symptoms developed. It began in September. And again, I started this really big push in June to try to catch up all the time that I had missed. So, and I was obsessing over it. And again, like, I'm obsessing over the stressors around this job. And then what did I get? What did my body give me? It gave me a great distraction, not being able to feel my fingers or feel my hands or have such intense pain throughout my back and my neck that I couldn't focus on the stresses of my job. And then I would have to focus on the stresses of my job. And then, oh, I got this pain. I got to go see a doctor. I got to do. there was just so much strife, and a lot of it had to do with the intensity around the situation and what were the stakes that I had involved. Because for me, it was a lot like what Stone Cold Steve Austin is saying in that clip. He's saying, I need to do this thing. I need to get my fifth President's Club. There is no other way. That's what he said in that clip. And there is no other way. So for me, I saw, now looking back several years later, I can look and say that, gosh, my body was literally asking me, hey, do I have your attention? And just knocking a little harder. Do I have your attention now? A little harder. Do I have your attention now? And just continuing to knock, knock, knock to try and grab my attention until finally it did have it. So symptoms or pain is really the nudge to see if you're paying attention to what's going on in your world. So if you're listening to this and you're starting to get a twinge of something, a pain of something, a symptom of something, what's sort of going on around in your world right now that you might be spending too much time focusing on that maybe you need a distraction from? Because it's a protective mechanism. And in a lot of ways, like Hannah Studley says, you're often feeling you're thinking. So how does this thing that you're focusing on make you feel? And then in turn, where do you actually feel that in your body? And so just being able to connect the dots and make that understanding and have that understanding that I have these symptoms, or I have this highly crucial, high stakes, intense moment in life or period of time. Ultimately, what is on the line if I don't do it or if I don't get it? Like, what do you think? What did I think would happen if I didn't make my fifth President's Club? I assumed that my career would be completely over. And at that point in time, I was only 30 years old, right? I got a job at 16. I was 30 at the time. So less than half of my life was really spent working. And I felt like my life was going to be over if I didn't achieve that goal. And I had mentioned a few minutes ago that sort of going through that right now. I thought a week or two ago I was going to close the biggest deal of my entire career, and I didn't. I lost the business. Surprisingly, I lost the business. I thought, not with certainty, but certainly with a high degree of probability that I was going to close it. And the thing that was going to do was put me into a position and put me in President's Club for the first time since all of this stuff happened, 2016. And at the company that I was working at back then, all you needed to do was just make your number, like basically your stretched number, and then you would get to go. And it'd be like you and, but there was 50 or 60 reps, like sales reps in the company. And it was usually around the top 25% or so got to go, top 40% or so got to go. This company I work at now, there's 500 sales reps, and it's around the top 10 or 5 or 10% get to go. So, and you have to go way over your number to make it. So that's sort of what I've been facing. And I've been working on the last, so I lost that deal two weeks ago. I've been very vigilant and focused on trying to find a way to make up that cash, make up those deals, to be able to get where it is that I want to go. And ultimately, at the end of each day, sort of taking an inventory and almost like a 1 to 2 minute micro meditation, just to be a watcher and to remember and keep in perspective that, hey, there are stakes, meaning that you're going to get this trip and you're going to get a big bonus and you're going to feel really good about yourself professionally. But ultimately, on July 1st, how much does it matter? You know, are you giving your best effort, and do you feel good about the effort that you gave? So the stakes, I know that I will be, whether I win or lose on by June 30th, when I wake up the next day, the stakes are over, and I will still be alive, and I'll still have a job, and I'll still be breathing, and I'll still have my kids, and I'll still be looking forward to a motorcycle trip coming up on August the 3rd. So there's a lot to look forward to. And so I think that just in the last 6 years, being able to have that change in perspective has done so much for me personally. And I think that is something that you can really take away from this episode, is lowering the stakes or considering the stakes, that all of these things that you are anxious and worried and troubled over right now, really sort of zooming out and thinking to yourself, like, what will happen if I don't do this thing, but like, what will really happen if I don't do this thing? Because again, if I would have missed President's Club in 2016, I felt like my world was going to be over. But in reality, nothing would have really changed, right? I wouldn't have went on the trip. That would have been about it. That would have been about it. So that's going to be kind of it right now. If I don't hit this, then, you know, just sort of is what it is. And remember, like, whatever it is that you're feeling in your body is a reflection of what it is that you're thinking. So if the stakes are high, if the intensity is high, likely the intensity is going to be high on the inside with the symptoms or the pain or whatever it is that you're feeling. So, and I'm sure, again, I've talked about this ad nauseum, but if you sat down and you actually made a list, an inventory list of all the times that you had pain or symptoms or issues or whatever across your life, and you, to the right of that, wrote what was going on in your life at the time, what were the stakes, you would see this really incredible correlation. So what can you do? We can turn down the intensity around the issues in our life, but just like with the Jeannie Colwyn read that I did earlier, it's very tough to try and control these things. And it's almost an impossible fight. It's literally like trying to pull a freight train back that's going beside you. Very tough to do. Just turn down the issues around you. But again, you can turn down the intensity around these things. And in nearly every circumstance, and there are exceptions to this, but in nearly every circumstance, you are providing the fuel to the flame. So the intensity to which this fire burns is often a reflection of the amount of energy that you're giving it. So you may not be able to stop the flame, but you surely can turn down how fast and how furious that flame is going. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. Hope you all have a great week. I will talk to you next week.